Welcome to the Transom Podcast, a monthly roundup of the new features on the transom.org website, providing mathematical puzzles, games, learning activities, and the ever-popular mathematics lesson starter of the day. Here's your host, John Tranter.
Podcast number 115. Let's go. It's for June 2024, and as you know, we'll start with the puzzle of the month. A judge is twice as old as her wig was when she was as old as her wig is now. How old are they now if the sum of their ages is 56?
That's the Transom Puzzle for this month. The challenge is set. Have a think. Make a plan.
So if you or your students solve it, please drop me an email at podcast@transom.org. podcast@transom.org. Brilliant. Right, so while you think about that, here are some of the key resources added to the Transom website during this last month. Okay, we'll begin with Trig Pythag Fusion. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue, that, but it's a brand new exercise requiring two or sometimes three distinct calculations. And as the title suggests, there may be a trigonometrical calculation, easy for me to say, required to find the second side of a right-angle triangle so that Pythagoras' theorem can be used to calculate the third. Or the other way around, so you might have to use Pythagoras first and then trig to get the final answer. Answers are marked instantly, of course, just like all the online exercises, and neatly set out working in exercise books is highly recommended. Drawing the little diagrams as well, I would say. Okay, the next item that was added to the Transom website this last month, and by the way, the links for all of these things I'm talking about can be found in the newsletter, transom.org/newsletter. Okay, the next one is position practice. And it's a really basic activity, and it requires the use of the words for position and direction, such as left, right, in front, behind, under, and above. So I've always found spatial awareness is one of those things that pupils either deal with instinctively or really struggle to comprehend. The set of exercises is a prerequisite for problem solving using bearings, for example, and other more advanced topics for students that don't have this apparent intuition. Okay. Mix and math. Yes, you heard it. I missed the S off math because it's meant to sound like mix and match, but it's actually mix and math. Anyway, it's not a new activity, it's an old activity that's been updated, and it provides a nice challenge for secondary students of any age. It's easy to cheat, as there are only two possible answers to each question, but your students are above that, aren't they? Let's hope so. Okay, I've got to talk about the uniqueness game again, because I'm sold on it, really. And it was intended for whole class use, so it was intended for you to project onto the whiteboard. But I've since found that it makes an excellent activity for online tutorials. So what I do is I copy and paste the page into BitPaper. That's the paper I use that the student and myself can both write on remotely. And then I take it from there. I get the student to come up with some answers to each of the six categories. And to make their answer unique. So, of course, there are no other solutions from the rest of the class, but earning an extra point if the student's answer is different from Captain Obvious's has been a great motivator. By the way, I'm Captain Obvious. In my student days, I worked my summers in America at Camp Tamarack in New Jersey. Happy days. Great, great fun. I remember in 1979 being surrounded by large, colourful insects called cicadas. I think that's how you pronounce them. Cicadas? Anyway, which they can only be seen every 17 years. Isn't that weird? Every 17 years. Anyway, I've just read that this year, Illinois is experiencing a rare natural spectacle. The simultaneous emergence of two broods of these insects. So this event was first recorded in 1803, and it won't occur again until 2245. These periodical cicadas, which emerge every 13 or 17 years, they spend most of their lives underground, only surfacing to reproduce at the end of their long development cycles. So after mating, females lay eggs, approximately 500 to 600 eggs in a woody plant or something, before the adults die, their life above ground lasting nearly a month, and then the eggs hatch 6 weeks later and the nymphs burrow into the soil to begin their 13 or 17 year cycle. I think that's quite amazing. Anyway, so the synchronization of 13 and 17 year cycles is a perfect natural example of, yeah, I heard you say it, common multiples. Have you been teaching lowest common multiple recently? There is, of course, an exercise on the Transom website. Anyway, this is a great real life example and quite extraordinary as well.
You can find Transom Mathematics at www.transom.org.
Okay, you've probably seen a video that I've linked to it from the newsletter, and it is the most impressive use of AI to teach maths that I've ever seen. It's Sal from Khan Academy and his son, and they're talking to ChatGPT, who is not only listening to them, but also seeing what the son is writing or doing on the iPad, and giving instructions and directions and help. If you haven't seen that video, it's well worth having a look. But don't worry, I think teachers' jobs are safe for the foreseeable future, at least. Last thing before sleeping, I checked 7 of the most popular weather sites to find out if it would rain in the morning when I wanted to take my early morning cycle, which I do once a week. They all gave different percentages for the probability of rain. How can that be? I thought they all sort of drew from the same data sets. Anyway, the percentages range from 0% to 51%. Wow, that is quite a difference. So it got me thinking, what do those percentages mean anyway? So if the percentage of it raining tomorrow is 51%, does that mean there is a 51% chance of it raining somewhere in the area? Or does it mean it will rain on 51% of the streets in the area? Or does it mean it will rain for 51% of the time? I'm not really sure, and I'm still puzzled anyway. I went on my ride. It didn't rain. The sun peeped through the clouds. So the percentage question remains unanswered in my mind. Let me know if you know an answer to that. Finally, the answer to last month's puzzle, which was about me insisting on members of class bringing certain items to lessons. So today, 90% remembered to bring a pen, 85% bought a pencil, 80% bought a calculator, and 65% bought a ruler. What percentage at least must have bought all 4 items to the lesson? So the first 5 correct solutions were received from Kevin, Marla, Rick, Bardia and Shrek. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful for you sending in your solutions. It's great to read. And the answer is 20%. At least 20% of the students must have bought all 4 items to the lesson. And you can see my working, and indeed you can see Rick's working, if you go to transom.org/newsletter. Okay, that's all for now. Apart from to say, 15 add 15 is 30. 16 add 16 is 32. Like 2 as well. Bye.
Thank you for downloading and listening to the Transum podcast. You can find the website at www.transum.org, where you're welcome to use all of the activities absolutely free, or jump in with both feet and become a Transum subscriber.